Hey, this is T.A. and Marion calling in from our little orange home on the side of the Athabasca River. And we are on day 9, and we're around 341 kilometers into our journey. And we're calling this one High and Dry Thunder Camp because we are about 10 feet off the river on a little bit of a sandy corner. And the sun has just come back out. We've just had sort of 2 hours of threat. We heard a little bit of thunder. The sky got the most interesting color of gray, and we battened down the hatches and had everything all ready in case the cell came through over us, but it passed us by, I think. And then we had some light rain, and I think it's now passed, and we're seeing some sunshine, so we're about to sacrifice ourselves to the mosquitoes to cook dinner. Another fabulous day here on Paddling North. Our day began with such a treat. Our bus driver from yesterday did indeed come to our campsite. Her name is Carol, and she brought her husband, Greg, and they were awesome. They helped do a little vehicle portage to the little put-in that we were going to use and watched us pack and asked lots of questions, and it was fabulous to meet them, and I sure hope they come on out to Newfoundland next summer. And as we were finishing up, they then headed out to the last spur because they wanted to see us go by, and we were able to navigate the spurs pretty easily. We made a paddle plan, and then we paddled our plan and ended up being able to make some choices to take us right by Carol and Greg and wave to them. So what a treat that was to start our day with a support team and some new friends. Soon after that, we realized it was the day of eagles. We must have seen about 10 different eagles. There was an eagle sitting right in the middle of the river on one of the stumps that got caught. And as soon as we're back into coverage land, I'll send you a picture of the eagle because it was pretty amazing. Just see it sitting there, and saw a couple of juvenile eagles, many, many geese again, and some ducks. And for you, Heidi, just so you know, at one point a duck was flying right towards Mary and it hadn't realized we were there. And then suddenly it pulled up because I thought we were going to have a duck Marion emergency. But fortunately, she didn't have to duck from the duck. It was a really braided day on the river, and we continued to listen to the river and to let the river speak about what direction we should go around particular islands as trying to follow the most current, and that's working really well for us. We had a few little bouncy sections, but ran them well. And I was thinking about how all water gets to the sea, and some water takes the quick and splashy way, and other parts of the water take slow, gentle ways to get there. And it all gets there, and I think we all have our different paths, so we all take our own way to the sea, and some of us like splash and flash, and some of us like still waters that go nice and bubbly and slowly. And so that was my deep moment for the day, and it was a pretty calm and quiet day. We didn't see any others on the river today, and we're really learning to listen. To listen to the river, listening to ourselves, listening to the sounds of nature around us. And it was great fun just having a little bit of tent time. Marion's been reading about parasitic and carnivorous plants. And during the height of our thunderstorms threat, I pulled out the harmonicas to distract myself from, like, were we going to have to get into full-on lightning mode. And we did our first harmonica session of the trip, and Marion's a little bit quicker at picking it up than I am, but we did play a duet of Michael Rowe's The Boat Ashore, and so that one goes out to you, Michael Raymond. We rowed the boat ashore, as we've often so paddled with you, and then we worked on a little bit of London Bridge, because we have so many bridges. We passed another bridge today. It was a piece of cake bridge, so that was awesome. And so maybe by the end of the trip, we might be willing to, or maybe in the middle of the trip, we'll post something. But in the meantime, we're just thinking that our harmonica playing is chasing the bears away. So a fabulous day here. Again, thank you to Carol and Greg for coming out to visit and helping us get our stuff to the put-in. Thanks to all of you for following along. It just makes the journey all that much more meaningful to share it. And now that the sun's out and the mosquitoes are out, we're going to go cook some dinner. Take care.